AFL, and this is getting more intense by the day. Sam Edmund, our chief sports reporter here at SEN for Coach Nick. Contact Coach Nick and you may just change your business forever. Sam, good morning.
Good morning to you, Jared. I hope you're well. When I hear that bell now, I'm not quite sure what to think, but it certainly gets the juices flowing.
My goodness, there's a long queue for you today on 0433 98 11 16. Yeah, you lead us off, though. Ben Brown and Tom McDonald, what's going on?
Let's start with Ben Brown, and this has made news over the last 24 hours, hasn't it? But I can tell you that Melbourne yesterday completed this medical on Ben Brown, Jared, as it now cements pole position to snare the discarded North Melbourne spearhead. Now, we know the Demons signalled their interest in Brown shortly after their campaign finished, but their list management team have ramped up their interest in him in recent weeks. Those talks have progressed, and Brown was yesterday, as I say, examined by D's medicos. Now, while all signs point to Brown pulling on a Melbourne jumper for 2021, Jared, the key forward for his part has not yet told Coach Simon Goodwin that he wants to play for his side. He's out of contract, but he's not a free agent, so a trade would need to be done. Now, my understanding is the Kangaroos will ask for Melbourne's second round pick, which is number 23, in any deal for Ben Brown to get across to Melbourne. And we know his form over the course of 2017 to 2019, but he had a wretched 2020 season, of course, didn't he? It's amazing how far he's fallen. 3-year contract on the table at one point from North Melbourne at $850,000 a season. That would have maintained his status as North's highest paid player. A lot of water has gone under the bridge since then, of course, and he's coming back from a knee injury that ended his season after round 10. But his likely arrival, Jared, you mentioned his name earlier, puts renewed doubt on the future of Tom McDonald, the other Demons forward. So the D's are open to trading McDonald. He knows that. But the club are aware that the 2 years remaining on a healthy contract means that he's a realistic chance to stay and commit to a rigorous off-season that would see him lose the weight and regain some mobility that made him that 53-goal forward in 2018. But we can tell you, Jared, that GWS have shown some interest in Tom McDonald. There is some interest there in luring him up to Sydney. Now, the Giants, we know, they were gutted to learn that restricted free agent Jeremy Cameron wants to join Geelong, but they've moved pretty quickly, it seems, to soften the blow of his departure by reaching out to Tommy McDonald.
Okay, so the Crouch scenario that you outlined yesterday to St Kilda, and then the compensation puzzle in all of that.
So much intrigue in this, Jared. In fact, in many deals potentially being matched this year, given the three restricted free agents on the move in Danaher, Cameron, and now Crouch to St Kilda. Now, I know the Crows, and if Twitter or social media is any guide, its supporter base is eagerly anticipating what the compensation will be for Crouch as they look to reload under the coach, Matty Nix, there. Now, Adelaide have pick one by virtue of finishing last, but they also have pick eight they got from GWS last year. Now, my understanding, Jared, is Crouch's contract at St Kilda is for 5 years, and it's worth somewhere between $3.5 to $4 million over those 5 years. So on average, between $700,000 and $800,000 a season. Now that would be enough to trigger first round free agency compensation using recent examples as a guide. But given the Crows have pick eight, I'm not quite sure how the AFL are going to judge this, Jared. I think it's tied to their first pick in that round. And regardless, I mean, the AFL can massage things at their discretion, as we know. Now the Saints and Crows are obviously talking at the moment. I reckon this could be a bit of a sneaky one, Jared, whereby the Saints, maybe a Saints player, perhaps it is Jimmy Webster, goes the other way too. I just find it somewhat hard to believe that the Saints are willing to pay that much, without disrespecting Brad Crouch here, without some sort of sweetheart deal involved, perhaps getting a player off the books that we'll learn about a little bit later. And what about the Saints, by the way? So that's six players introduced via trade and free agency in the last 12 months so far, and they're all best 22 in Brett Ratten's side.
So I'll jump ahead here from the messages that are coming through, and this is yes, no, haven't heard it, or that's fantasy. Luke Dunstan will go home.
I think that's a real chance of happening now with Crouch coming in. There's mixed messages on whether they can acquire Jai Caldwell or whether they've got an active interest there now or not after Crouch arrives, but I think that's a chance of happening.
Ollie Wines bobs up every day on the text machine. Gaz and Tim had Kenny Hinckley on today.
If I'm being fair, the Bombers have asked about Ollie Wines for 8 years. we haven't said yes yet, so we're not likely to say yes today.
That's a nice line.
Yeah, so that's a real interesting one with Ollie Wines. And look, no substance. I think we've spoken about this on the Trade Bell already this offseason. No substance to any potential move this year, and he and his coach couldn't have been more categoric about it. And what often gets lost this time last year, Jared, is that Carlton, for their part, weren't interested ultimately in getting Ollie Wines in. If they had been, it might have been a different story. We don't know where that story or how it would have ended. They had a priority for speed. They did want Tom Papley. They didn't get him, but they were focused on Jack Martin as well. And Ollie Wines, I mean, this should be true for most clubs, but it is said out there, Jared, that Essendon is really aggressive in the market at the moment. I mean, they're not sitting back saying, poor me, over Joe Danaher, and certainly not over Ratio Fantasia. You know, we've got a whiff of a couple of them in Josh Dunkley they've asked about, and who they've asked for from Carlton in return for Saad, and Brisbane in return for Danaher, and the annual inquiry, as we heard there from Ken Hinckley on Ollie Wines. But they're out there, Jared, they're trying, and you've got to buy a ticket to win the raffle.
Okay, you ready?
Always ready. Let's do it.
Yes, no, haven't heard it. The stuff of fantasy. Oliver to Blues, Jared. Source impeccable. Yay.
Look, I think it's fantasy. There has been some smoke there. Now, Melbourne will squash this, rubbish this. So they'll say it would never happen. There's no truth to it. There is some truth to it. I just can't see how it happens. It's the stuff of fantasy for Carlton. They just... it'd be impossibly difficult to get him in under contract, 23 years of age, multiple All-Australian, what they would have to give up. It just can't happen this year.
Matt in Maribyrnong, any truth behind the rumour of Bailey Smith to the Suns?
No, I've asked about this. That rumour has emanated from somewhere, and it grew some legs a couple of weeks ago. I've had it... very firmly denied. He will not be going anywhere. He is staying at the Western Bulldogs. So we'll put that in the fantasy basket, Jared.
I love the four-way traders. I do admire these ones. So we have to follow this.
Here we go.
Fantasia to Port, Wines to Melbourne, Oliver to Carlton, Kennedy to Essendon.
I'm going to put it in the fantasy basket.
Fantasy, beautiful.
It'd be amazing if it came to fruition. I'm going to go fantasy, Jared.
Jamara Ugle-Hagan may bypass the Dogs NGA and nominate for the draft.
Why would he do that? No, I can't see that happening. I think he gets to the Western Bulldogs, you can lock that one away. I think we'd be all be staggered if that was
staggered
to take place.
Paddy McCartan to the Pies.
Poor. Haven't heard it, to use the criteria I'm given, Jared. Haven't heard it, but... and if Nathan Buckley's comments after their finals defeat or anything to go by, sounds like Collingwood have moved away from the key forward. He mentioned hybrids and mobile and medium-sized forwards, so that would fly in the face of what Nathan Buckley said. That was a pretty interesting press conference, that one.
Jared Cameron from West Coast to Carlton for pick 47. Very specific.
Oh, boy. Well, I might have to put that in there too. Investigate basket. Haven't heard it though.
Trade Bell. Phil Davis wants to go to Geelong.
Oh, I haven't heard that, Jared. Bordering on fantasy. I haven't heard it.
Alan, Hawks are very quiet. Hartigan is a stopgap for a couple of years. We are short of another small forward and desperate for elite kicking mid. What are they doing?
Oh, gee, it's a question we ask every year and we don't have a suitable answer. I'm sorry. Hartigan is a peculiar one. It's a three-year deal. Yeah, they've had a couple of retirements down there and we know James Sicily is out. So they had to act. They had to do something. But 3 years? Again, a bit like the Crouch one, this smacks of something that perhaps there's some more to play out between Adelaide and Hawthorn on this particular deal as well.
Tim in Horsham, Angus Brayshaw to Magpies, Phillips to Melbourne with the Pies' first pick.
Well, you would think Melbourne would be interested in Phillips, wouldn't you? But if they're going after Ben Brown, maybe that makes that impossible, given Phillips is in contract and pretty well remunerated at Collingwood as well. But given Melbourne have got an interest in Isaac Smith, would you take a younger version? Not quite as decorated, of course, and maybe not quite of a similar calibre as Isaac Smith in Tom Phillips. I can see that part of it. Couldn't see the first bit. I think Angus Brayshaw's locked in there, at least for now.
Sire to Essendon.
Yeah, that's a really interesting one. I know Gary Lyon's a big fan of Braden Sire and the fact that he hasn't quite got the opportunities a lot of us think he's capable of getting. But I haven't heard to Essendon. We'll check that one out as well.
Okay, dream trade scenario. This is Steve in Pakenham. Brisbane get Danaher. Bulldogs get Hurley and Brisbane first rounder. And Bombers get Dunkley and Berry.
Poor. Jeez, Jared.
That's expansive. That's fantasy, but sort of. I like the way he's put bits and pieces together there, Steve.
Yeah, they're meaty. They're detailed. People have done their homework this morning. I love the detail. I love it.
People have put a lot of work into these.
Yeah.
Maybe what would the last one be? Maybe Andrews. Has Caldwell nominated Saints? Are you hearing anything, or is this just a rumour?
To answer the question specifically, no. I think we're all expecting an answer at some point this week. As the facts stand at the moment, he's out of contract at GWS. Heavily courted by Essendon. That's a long-term deal. They've got a real interest in him. And St Kilda prior to Crouch coming along. Now, there's been mixed reports out of St Kilda as to whether they still will pursue Caldwell after landing Crouch. I can't give you an answer on that other than it was a three options for Jai Caldwell going back a couple of days. And that being stay put, go to St Kilda or go to Essendon. But as of now, no decision.
I think you've handled that trade bell very well, Sam. It'll intensify next week. I look forward to it.
Oh, I hope I can give people the answers they want, Jared. There's some nice curly ones in there.
There really are. Sam Edmund for Coach Nick's expert planning and guidance.